I've put up some papier for these certificates. It is, date is 09/15/2022. Dictation is 4. Esther Flores. Flores spells F-L-O-R-E-S. Esther spells E-S-T-H-E-R. Date of birth is 07/21/1971. 51-year-old young lady here with abdominal pain, period. Patient said pain is located diffusely in her abdomen, worse around the pelvic umbilical region and suprapubic region, period. Says pain has been going on for approximately 1 week, but it's gotten worse today. Describe pain as colicky-rated pain, 8/10. Increases with attempted bowel movement, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient stated that she has not had a bowel movement in about 3 or 4 days and is requesting something for a constipation. Next paragraph, she denies vomiting. Next paragraph, denies nausea. Next paragraph, denies chest pain, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented, morbidly obese young lady. In mild distress, her vital signs are as follows. Blood pressure 150 over 101. Pulse 97, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, period. Next paragraph. O2 sat is 96% of room air. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Soft. She has a large hernia around the umbilicus, which is very tender to palpation, is not reducible. No visible peristalsis, no fluid wave, no shift in dullness. She's diffusely tender. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory, inspiratory, and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 3/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is umbilical hernia. In parentheses, I think this hernia may be strangulated. Assessment number 2, abdominal pain. Assessment number 3, constipation, period. The patient was advised she needs to go to the emergency room as she needs a CT scan to better assess her hernia and abdominal pain and the reason why she's not having a bowel movement. She says she understands but requests something for constipation. She was given a prescription of bisacodyl, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. She was strongly advised to go to the emergency room. I informed her that this laxative may not be the answer to her problem. She may have a serious problem that's causing or to have no bowel movement. And the mass, that's the hernia that's tender and not reducible, these could be significant and cause significant comorbidity, period. She says she understands and she will go to the emergency room. End of dictation.